And right now it is time to take five for your community. And this morning, I'm very pleased to be joined by Jim Gislason. He is with the Camp Wildwood Foundation. And we're going to be talking about a special event they got coming up, a spaghetti dinner Saturday. Jim, first of all, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Aaron.
Appreciate you coming over here this morning and joining us. And certainly, we want to talk about the spaghetti dinner, by which way Jim's good enough to give us some tickets to give away. So we'll be taking care of that here in just a little while. And we're going to talk about what the foundation does. But let's, if we could, and I think a lot of folks in the area are familiar with Camp Wildwood, but maybe they're not. Talk about the facility for just a moment.
Sure. Camp Wildwood really is one of the biggest kept secrets in Vincennes and Knox County. Excuse me. It was Girl Scout camp for years and years and years, 47 years to be exact. And then the Girl Scouts tried to sell it, and they couldn't, because the agreement was they had to keep it as a camp for 49 years. So it went all the way to the Indiana Supreme Court, and it came back to the local people, and the Camp Wildwood Foundation is the product of that. It's 10.5 acres. It's got three buildings on it. One big building, which where the spaghetti dinner will be. It's got two fireplaces in it, kitchen. This is where the girls did all their work when it was raining.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the time, there's 9 different campsites around that property. And it's a beautiful, beautiful place.
No, it's. I mean, the ground itself has been around for a long time,
yeah,
right?
Right. And Vincennes University, it was originally given to Vincennes University for their new campus. Well, fortunately, they went someplace else. And Vincennes University gave the property to the Girl Scouts. Back the Vincennes Area Girl Scout Council was the owner. And then it merged with Raintree County and then Southern Illinois before it was put up for sale. So, nice little history lesson there.
Absolutely. And I mention that because the foundation, you know, the foundation hasn't been around very long, right? It's only, the last 5-6 years?
6 years.
Okay, after the whole legal thing.
After the legal thing, yeah.
Okay, so what are some of the tasks of the foundation? I'm imagining upkeep is very important.
Upkeep and maintenance is number one, and it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we've been doing. We're looking at some other things. Places for rent, very reasonable. You rent it for 4 hours for $75. You can rent the whole camp for all day for $300. We've had a couple of weddings. They'll be down on the down portion of it in the grass and have a beautiful wedding, and then have a procession up to the building and have the reception up there. And, for $300, you can't find a better place for that.
No, it's a beautiful piece of ground, no doubt about it, and great deal, no doubt, to have for a special event. Well, speaking of events, because you mentioned it's expensive. The upkeep's going to be expensive, so you have to do fundraising, and we're going to talk about a couple, and we'll start with the spaghetti dinner coming up this Saturday.
Oh, spaghetti dinner is a fantastic event, and everything's made right there on premises. We got desserts coming that are homemade, and so it's spaghetti and meat sauce, salad, drink, garlic bread, breadsticks. It'll be a fun night. $9 for adults, $5 for kids under 12.
Very, very good price, and that'll be from 5 to 7:30 Eastern time.
Right.
Okay. And then we've got another event coming up, right?
Another event
holiday-themed event.
Yeah, coming up in November 2nd from 9 until 2. It's a vendor event. There's 14 vendors that will be there selling wares for Christmas. And we had one last year, and it was terrific. And the vendors all wanted to come back. So, that, you know, when the vendors want to come back,
yeah.
And we are completely sold out of slots. So it's something that they want to do, and the people have responded. No problem. Come on out.
And not only are they great events, but also, it's a great opportunity for folks to come and check out the ground itself. If they ever are looking for a beautiful place to have an event, you mentioned it earlier,
right.
How gorgeous it is. This is the perfect time to come and take a look at it.
This is the time. And one of the members of our board is an electrician, and we had an event that had a band
mm-hmm.
and blew out all the circuit breakers. He rewired it. I'll guarantee you, you can put any band in there now.
Wow.
And there's plenty of power. So, yeah, we've made improvements as we go. Last night we had a meeting, and we got there, and there was a tree down. And so I got the chainsaw and chopped up the tree. I mean, that's just what you do.
That's what the foundation does. All right, let's remind the folks one more time about the spaghetti dinner on Saturday.
Okay, spaghetti dinner Saturday, Washington Avenue, 2600 block cross from the Mobile Home Park. 5 o'clock till 7:30. $9 for adults, $5 for kids. Come on out and enjoy it. Have a good time.
There you go. Again, that's 5 to 7:30 Eastern time for our friends over here in Illinois. Jim, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate it. Jim Gislason, he's with the Camp Wildwood Foundation. Jim, thank you very much.
Thanks, Harvin.